What's up, family? Welcome back to PJ's Take. This is my next episode of the Proverbs Reading Challenge, and I hope all is well with y'all. And if you don't know what the Proverbs Reading Challenge is, Proverbs has 31 chapters, and there's 31 days in the month. So basically what you would do is, if it was like December 1st, you would read Proverbs 1. If it was December 7th, you would read Proverbs 7. If it was December 15th, you would read Proverbs 15. So today's episode is Proverbs 4, and I got a couple of scriptures for y'all. It's going to be Proverbs 4 in the King James Version. Sorry, it's going to be Proverbs 4, 14 through 19. And I kind of want to go verse by verse. It'll make it easier to like talk about. So 14 and 15 read, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away." So the author of Proverbs is King Solomon, and I think these verses today are very practical, because the Lord put it on this man's heart thousands of years ago to write this in his book to remind us to don't go the way of wicked men. Don't even pass by it, to avoid it, to run away from it, and don't let those people entice you. And kind of what I got from it is don't even entertain those thoughts. Don't run back to those things that you used to do, that people try to drag you into. And a lot of times it might even be your closest friends. It might be those people that you thought had your back, but really their motives was evil. Like, for example, if your friends say, or like people from your school say, "Yo, we finna go jump somebody. You wanna come?" "Nah, man, I don't do that no more." "Oh, yo, we finna go to this club and get high and get drunk and have a group orgy and watch some porn. You wanna come, right? That sound like fun." "Nah, man, I don't want that." "Oh, yo, you just had a kid, right? Like, you want that new baby stroller? Oh, we'll just steal it from Walmart real quick. Easy. They won't even know." "Nah, man, I don't do that." And honestly, that stuff is like the norm nowadays. So it's a matter of not conforming to like the popularity of just like living for your flesh and doing things that you know that's not right, but it'll get you like temporary pleasure, if that makes sense. And then so 16 and 17 say, talking about the evil men or the wicked, it say, "For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and they drink the wine of violence." And that's really crazy, because that's saying like an evil man can't even get a good night's sleep unless they have done some evil. Like, that's crazy. And they can't even get a good night's sleep unless it causes people to fall, which is why you got to avoid going that way with them. They're feasting on wickedness and they're drinking violence. So when you feast and when you eat and you drink, that gives you like nourishment, and that helps you out. The only thing that they fill themselves up with is wickedness and violence. And that's not a friend that you should have. No matter how they try to pretty it up, that's not somebody you should have in your corner. Because above all else, that stuff they do to other people, they're going to do it to you. And most likely it's going to be behind your back, so you won't see it coming. And then the last two verses, 18 and 19, it's kind of like a compare and contrast type of thing. Well, more of a contrast. So 18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." And then 19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." So if we break down 18 and 19, 18 says, the path of the just is as a shining light. Well, to be just, that means that you're living, that means that someone is righteous, that means that someone is honest, and that means that someone is virtuous. Having those traits, according to this passage, having those traits and being just will light your path. So if your path is lit up, you'll see ahead of you. You'll see what's coming. You'll see the obstacles that so that you can avoid them. You won't be blinded. You'll be ready for what's coming at you. You won't stumble like someone living a wicked lifestyle. Speaking of 19, it says that the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. If you think about it, if you're walking around at night, like, with no streetlights, it's so dark that you cannot see what's ahead of you. You're just walking blind. They're blinded by the wickedness. And not only is that bad, but the worst part is they don't even know what's causing them to stumble. That means they're gonna keep doing it over and over and over. It's like a repeating cycle. So, reading these verses, my take is what we need to do is we need to proceed with caution when being influenced by people. Like, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to give us discernment, to give us wisdom to see people's fruits, people's motives. And like I made the example in the last video, you got to look at people's fruits. Like, an apple tree only produces apples and nothing else. An orange tree only produces oranges. It can say I'm an apple tree, but if it's producing oranges, it's clearly an orange tree. And people are the same way. Like, the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom, will give us discernment to see like who's in our corner, who we should have, and then the people that we should cut off and block to at the same time. So I'm in it with a quick prayer. Father God, I pray that you would give us all discernment, Lord. Give us all wisdom and knowledge and understanding to be able to pick the right friends for our life, to pick the right people in our lives. Lord, give us the confidence and the strength to cut out the people who are not for us, the people who have who are just living off of wickedness and violence, the people who lie to us, the people who are deceiving us. Lord, give us discernment to see those things so that we can walk more clear in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank y'all for tuning in, and I'll see y'all next time for part 5, Proverbs 5. So peace and bless up.